From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, May 9th. Coming up, for the first time, Illinois has federally recognized tribal land. This fall, all Illinois students will be required to learn about the state's Native American history and present. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Democratic Attorney General Kwame Raoul is suing an online publisher for posting sensitive personal information about Illinois voters. Dave McKinney has more.
Raoul's action in Lake County Circuit Court targets local government information systems. It owns nearly three dozen Republican-favoring titles statewide that mimic newspapers. Raoul alleges LGIS is illegally posting the names, dates of birth, and street addresses of hundreds of thousands of voters who participated in the 2020 presidential election. The filing says judges, police officers, and victims of domestic violence are among those identified. The Attorney General wants LGIS to immediately remove birth dates and home addresses of voters who could be subject to identity theft. A company officer did not immediately respond to WBEZ. This is Dave McKinney.
The Illinois agency that oversees licensing is still struggling to fix technology problems. Alex Degman has more.
The Department of Financial and Professional Regulation says nurses, doctors, and others faced, quote, historic delays in license renewals last year. Lawmakers passed a bill that gave the agency 6 months to hire a new vendor and implement a new system. But with a month left to go, that's not going to happen. But IDFPR's Camille Lindsay did list some improvements that they've made in the interim.
We created new PO boxes so applications are quickly directed to the appropriate processors. We've added additional staff to review applications for licensure, along with adding a new deputy director of licensing and testing.
The department is also extending this year's deadline for nursing license renewals from May 31st to June 30th. I'm Alex Degman.
An Illinois lawmaker is calling for comprehensive changes to the State Department of Juvenile Justice in light of a recent lawsuit. Mawa Iqbal has more.
95 men and women are suing the state, saying they suffered horrific sexual abuse while they were detained in youth centers as children. The suit claims the perpetrators were corrections officers, sergeants, nurses, and other supervisory staff. State Senator Mike Simmons says it's time for the state to invest in diversion programs, activities like sports intended to keep kids out of the juvenile system.
Just what we read in this report, I don't know that it would be advisable to send more young people into this system.
In a statement, the Department of Juvenile Justice said they take the safety of youth in care seriously and that all allegations are immediately and thoroughly investigated. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, for the first time, Illinois has federally recognized tribal land. This fall, all Illinois students will be required to learn about the state's Native American history and present. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Follow comedian Jesus Trejo on a cross-country journey as he explores how comedy binds us together in the series The Roots of Comedy. Trejo talks shop with six up-and-coming comedians as they reveal their perspectives on the unifying power of their craft. This exploration of the fabric of our country is part laughs and part commentary. Friends of WILL can binge all six episodes of The Roots of Comedy with Passport starting May 24th ahead of the broadcast premiere in June.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. For the first time, Illinois has federally recognized tribal land. And this fall, all Illinois students will be required to learn about the state's Native American history and present. Peter Medlin has more.
175 years ago, Potawatomi Chief Chabanet left his home in DeKalb County to visit family in Kansas. He returned home to find that the U.S. government had illegally sold 1,280 acres of his northern Illinois land. The U.S. Department of the Interior recently placed portions of that land into a trust for the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation. Raphael Wawusik is a member of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation Tribal Council with a family connection to Chief Chabanet.
He's my grandfather, five or six generations removed.
Wawusik recently helped lead a workshop in Naperville for Illinois educators to make sure they're prepared to teach the state's new Native American curriculum that touches on history, tribal sovereignty, genocide, and more. Rose Myron also helped lead the workshop with Wusick. She's a non-Native historian and director of the D.R.C. McNichol Center for American Indian and Indigenous Studies at the Newberry Library in Chicago. The Newberry, along with individual tribes and other organizations, have spent the past year or so developing curricular resources for teachers, including as many primary sources as possible. Myron says students will have plenty of photos, documents, books, and other resources to explore. And the sources will range from the late 17th century to interviews they conducted last year.
We've also created half a dozen digital maps that map the history of Chicago in various ways with, you know, Indigenous perspectives front and center. And then we are also conducting oral histories with community members. We've conducted interviews with about 55 people so far.
The curriculum is not chronological like you might expect from a history class because the curriculum covers a lot more than just history. Instead, Myron says it's organized thematically so teachers can weave in lessons throughout the year.
For instance, like one of the curriculum modules is about activism and resistance. And so we could have somebody, you know, talking about different activism that they have been involved in the last few decades. And then also we have, you know, within that module content about the Battle of Fort Dearborn.
The Battle of Fort Dearborn was the bloody conflict between Potawatomi warriors and federal troops in what is now Chicago during the War of 1812. Aaron Golding is a member of the Seneca Nation and co-chair of the Education Committee for the Chicago American Indian Community Collaborative, which has also helped develop the curriculum. He says as the fall approaches, they've moved from curriculum development to training and implementation with events like the recent workshop.
We've been partnering with ISBE to release a survey for K-12 teachers that will then gather some feedback about just where they are and their comfort level and understanding of Native history so that we can then use that information to help kind of tailor professional development opportunities for teachers.
And they hope to develop a hub website with links to resources for educators teaching this for the first time. And even though the curriculum isn't quite finalized yet, a small group of Illinois teachers have been piloting a version of it this year. Myron says they've reached about 700 students so far, and she says they've been really excited about the content, especially because it's Illinois-focused. So far, she says the biggest challenge they're hearing from teachers is that they wish they had more time to dive into the lessons.
We're hoping to kind of create some pathways within the curriculum to sort of say, you know, okay, if you have 15 minutes, you could do this. If you have an hour and you can do a whole lesson, this is an option for you. And just trying to create some like choose your own adventure formatting so that it's a little bit easier for teachers to implement.
Last summer, Golding met with a group of Native and non-Native educators and community leaders to develop a series of principles that the education curriculum would be rooted in.
You know, one of the principles that we came up with was just like commitments to Native futures and presence.
Especially the future. The Native people are not just a part of the past and present of Illinois, but also the future.
Native people are often not able to imagine themselves in the future because of a lack of historical knowledge through, you know, the general public of Native histories. And so seeing oneself in the future as a Native person is really important.
He hopes that this education legislation, along with other new Native-focused laws and the federal recognition of the Prairie Band Potawatomi as a tribal nation in the state, show Illinois students that Native people have always been here, are here now, and will be an important part of the state's future. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 67 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Dave McKinney, Mawa Iqbal, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.